when people find out, you know, like over the years, oh, there's so many questions I could ask you about Manpower. It's like, so how many people? I mean, the city is growing and expanding, and how many people are coming in here? And you had, as a company, it touched a lot of people.
Over 50 years, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would say on an average year, you know, we're sending out 5,000, 6,000, you know, W-2s. You know, people aren't working, not all are working full-time, unfortunately. But, you know, that would be nice. But think about it, that number of people multiplied over the years. Of course, it, you know, it wasn't like that when it first started. But you go around talking to people, and you know, some of these names that I mentioned, you know, that I went to school with, their first jobs was like mine were. You know, it was a demonstrating a Kodak camera, or Tom Foscaris will tell you a story of digging a ditch on, you know, digging a trench on Fremont Street, one of his first Manpower assignments. Or the fraternity, you know, the fraternity I was in, I said, you guys, we can all do a fun job, you know, at the convention center for a day or two. And just donate all the money, and that could be our fundraiser for the chapter or whatever. So it did kind of, you know, the company's always been intertwined with my social, and, you know, everything just kind of comes together.
What was your first job? Do you remember?
My first job as a temporary? Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And I think my mom still laughs about it. I was like an extra, as a temporary for the Easter Sunday brunch at Bally's. Bally's beef. Wait a minute. No, it was the MGM before it was Bally's. And so I was a busboy for the brunch. And, you know, my mom still remembers me standing at the door afterwards, you know, my shoes in my hand, like, this ain't for me, you know. I remember just working really hard, you know, and got like $5 in tips. And I remember the main bus person, you know, the head of the bus people that day came up to me and said, well, it's common that anybody that's working as a bus person will share their tips with, you know, with the lead person of the day. I said, I only got $5. That's fine.
They took the whole $5?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's fine. So that was my first temporary assignment. But then it was, yeah, mowing lawns and you know, the Kodak demonstrations, the work conventions were, see, now that's something that my dad kind of started, you know, around the country, you know, Manpower has its set stuff, but really we're in a unique market here for conventions, you know. So I remember sending, I mean, hundreds of people at a time, you know, industrial guys, you know, for setup and breakdown. And me and my brother, this is when I first started actually sending, you know, employees out. Me and my brother sat in a little cubby hole in that building across from City Hall in the back of the building. And that's back when there was like a waiting room, you know, so 6 o'clock in the morning, open the door. And there would be, you know, dozens of guys just waiting there. And they come in. And as we get calls from different companies, you know, convention center, the health district, Centel, you know, mm-hmm. who needed extra help that day, we're like, okay, who's got a car? All right, you guys go there. You go there. I mean, that was like the down and dirty temporary staffing, you know, the waiting room.